Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Christmas and welcome to Radio Free Redoubt. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show, and I'm your host, John Jacob Schmidt. This is the voice of the American Redoubt, broadcasting across the American Redoubt from the free zones and outside the wire in occupied territory. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for your continued prayers and support and letters of encouragement. So great to hear from you guys. And also the really cool Christmas cards. Thank you so much for those of you who sent those in. Okay, this we're going to do kind of Christmassy. It is December 22nd, unless you're listening next week. If you're listening, if it's the 29th of December and you're listening, then you're listening to a re-airing. Because the like every year, we try to take the 4th of July week and the week of Christmas off. So next week there will not be a show, it would be an encore presentation of this show. And next Sunday evening there will not be a podcast streaming from RadioFreeRedoubt.com. Because the partisans need a break. We all need a break. I need a break. And we need to spend time with our family and friends. And we are looking very much forward to that. So hopefully you guys are having a blessed holiday season and Merry Christmas coming up. This was really cool. There are some kids that had a very Merry Christmas, or they're going to. We had the Christmas Dream giveaway. It's the Red Ryder Collector Edition from the Daisy Museum. They had to decode a one-time pad encrypted secret code message, and we had a lot of entries. We didn't count them, but a lot of kids from across the country participated. And this was just so cool. We were able to give away two Red Ryder BB guns this year. And we had code name Vincent T from Nevada win the grand prize, win one of the Red Ryder Collector Edition BB guns with the compass in the stock. It is just like from the movie, A Christmas Story. It's their Christmas Dream Special Edition. And then a girl, Ranger 11, code name Ranger 11 from Colorado, also won. We had several kids also win runner-up prizes. We gave away something, some really cool books with lots of activities in them. One, Spy Science, 40 secret sleuthing, code cracking, spy catching activities for kids. We had the Boys Book of Adventure. We gave away a couple of those. The Little Guidebook for Smart and Resourceful Boys. We also had one girl also win, so she got the Girls Book of Adventure. We gave away a Survivor Kid book. It's titled Survivor Kid, A Practical Guide to Wilderness Survival. And then another one by a former Navy SEAL, Jocko Willink. And he's got some kids' books. One of them's titled The Way of the Warrior Kid, From Wimpy to Warrior, The Navy SEAL Way. Great principles for leadership and character building. I read his book. I mentioned this last week on the show. I read his book, Extreme Ownership, and it was extremely impactful. It is a leadership-built book, really geared toward corporate leadership type of... he has a business now, a leadership business. And so Extreme Ownership came from that, but it's really leadership principles, whether in the military or a corporation or in some other, a pastor, some other type of leadership capacity, the principles are still universal. And so that really a big impact on me. And the reviews of his kids' books were just outstanding. So we also gave that away. I'm telling you guys all this because If you're looking for something for your kids or grandkids, we've got to invest in our kids. Get them away from the computers and the screens and get them involved in activities that are interesting to kids, that are that really foster their resourcefulness, self-reliance, and develop skills that I think are going to be important in the future, especially the character building, the leadership building. Young Christians need this type of guidance. And so there's some resources there that I hope that you'll find useful. I know it's past, we're beyond Christmas shopping. That's not what this is for. As you go out, hey, they all got birthdays coming up, right? So if you're looking for ideas to invest, I want to encourage you. Also, another thing that we gave away, I love these. It's by Heirloom Audio, and they do radio theater. It's just, they add sound effects, and it's just almost like you're there. And you just lay there and close your eyes and listen to these stories. Just amazing. Christian Heroes for Christian Kids. It's just wholesome entertainment, and it's by Heirloom Audio. So we gave one of those away. Specifically, this is the story titled In Freedom's Cause, and it's the real story of Wallace, like William Wallace, and Bruce, the King of Scotland, from a Christian perspective. The faith that's interwoven through that story that you don't hear from, well, you don't get from Hollywood, you know, watching William Wallace and Braveheart. But it's there. It's in its history brought to life. Really cool stuff. So those are some good, really some wholesome resources there. We're going to include in the highlights and resources posting as something that hopefully can help and benefit you as you're looking for ways to just try to, I guess, really cultivate that in the next generation. You know, a lot of us, especially of us boys, can really relate to A Christmas Story, that movie. It really takes us back to our childhood, especially those that are, you know, older than me, especially our baby boomers who grew up in the 50s, which was kind of the setting of that movie. And I found some commercials, and I was just laughing watching all these old 50s and 60s commercials, things you would never hear on the radio or see on TV today, especially all the guns, the toy guns, the gung-ho commando set with the machine gun and comes with a pistol and just all this stuff. It's just, it was really cool watching those. It was a different America. You know, as Glenn Tate says, I miss America. And it is definitely different, but it was really neat to watch that. I found one I wanted to share with you guys. Roy Rogers Quick Shooter Hat. And it's a hat that's got a secret hidden pistol like a Derringer built into it. And you push the secret button and a little cap gun pops up and fires. And I was watching this commercial and I was like, this is awesome. This is just so Americana. And you just don't see that anymore. We grew up cops and robbers and cowboys and Indians and guns and six shooters you know, cap guns when you're a kid. Now they just want to hide that kind of stuff. We don't want them to see that kind of stuff. We need to develop their creativity. You know, now their brains are spilling out their ears with video games and everything else. So we need to get them outdoors. We need to start really developing skills in them. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and take a break. I want to share some stuff with you when we come back, some Christmas stories. First, I want to leave you with this. This is Roy Rogers Quick Shooter Hat commercial, and then we'll be back. This segment is sponsored by Works Holsters, incidentally, works.com for how you can find out how to get your custom-made holster and magazine pouches, Kydex holsters and pouches made right here in the American Redoubt with a lifetime guarantee on all their products. Stay right there.
Hi, fellas.
Roy Rogers.
Hey, that's a pretty tricky hat, isn't it? Partners, how would you like to surprise your pals like that? Well, you can with my new Roy Rogers Quick Shooter hat. It's by Ideal. And here's how the Quick Shooter hat works. Just press this secret button right here, and a replica of an authentic Western pistol pops out and fires. It's your secret weapon, even when they think you're unarmed. So get Ideal's new Roy Rogers quick shooter hat at your favorite store today, and you'll always be ready for anything. Ask for Ideal's new Roy Rogers quick shooter hat.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays to all of you Liberty State supporters. The Liberty State Committee would like to thank and congratulate all of you for your tremendous progress that has been made this year. Because of all of your efforts, we have achieved all the goals that needed to be met in stage one of our Liberty State agenda. Because of your efforts, we have given our PowerPoint presentation to over 25 groups across Liberty State, brought volunteers on board in each of the Liberty State counties, and are establishing uniform volunteer structures of leadership in each of those counties. The county volunteers are now organizing their own volunteer outreach meetings and bringing in more volunteers. The latest counties to hold their own first meetings are Ferry County, Benton County, Stevens County. That is huge. That is causing exponential involvement. We have all worked hard in stage one of this effort and have achieved something each of us can be very proud of indeed. We have achieved the set goals for stage one, and now is time for a holiday break. Starting the second week in January, be prepared to dig in and move forward in a big way as we move into stage two of our effort, where we will be bringing our elected officials on board and submitting the Liberty State Constitution to our volunteers that we have been working on for the past year and a half. Plan to join in on this awesome effort today by volunteering or by donating to the Liberty State effort and make a difference that will actually count. Again, Merry Christmas, everyone. I am Lady Liberty, and this is a public service announcement on behalf of Liberty State. Visit us at libertystate.org today.
We are back at the Voice of the American Redoubt with segment two. And segment two is brought to you by our friends at Riverfront Suites. RiverfrontSuites.com. They got seven fully furnished units right there on the St. Joe River in beautiful, sleepy St. Mary's, Idaho on the St. Joe River. I think I said that right. Go to RiverfrontSuites.com. Okay. Now, continuing on with our Christmas episode here at KTW or Liberty Broadcasting, the American Christian Network affiliate. Also, don't forget to spread the word to your friends who have limited bandwidth. They can always call in. That number and how to listen to previous shows and how to listen on Sunday nights. Basically, how to listen to Radio Free Redoubt for any different way that might fit your needs. Or your schedule, go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com and click on the Listen to RFR tab. Now, oh, and also my email is JohnJacob@RadioFreeRedoubt.com for your questions, comments, and input and feedback. Always love to hear from you guys. Now, I've got an article from AllThatIsInteresting.com. It's about the Christmas Truce of 1914. So Aaron Kelly gets full credit for this. You can go and read that. We'll link over to it at all that is interesting, allthatsinteresting.com. I've talked about and I've played different audio files from this Christmas Truce of 1914 during World War I. So I'm going to read this to you. And I've got some other really cool stories. I wasn't sure which ones I wanted to go with yet, but I guess I'll make that decision tomorrow night. We're going to have a short show tomorrow evening, Sunday night at 8 p.m., talking about some of these really cool Christmas stories. And one that involves George Washington. Many of you have forgotten about. So I'm going to remind you then, Christmas in America. But this one here is called The Christmas Truce of 1914. It's very popular, or it's regaining popularity and interest as those of us in the internet are helping to spread this far and wide too, so we don't forget these kinds of stories. This is really amazing. So this was published by Aaron Kelly, December 17th, 2017. Well written. One of my favorite versions of this, I guess, because of the way it is written. And so I want to share it with you guys. It is a blessing to me, and I hope it's a blessing to you. During the Christmas truce of 1914, World War I soldiers sang carols, exchanged gifts, and supposedly even played a soccer game. British and German troops during the Christmas truce of 1914. In the midst of the unrelenting violence of World War I, a ceasefire suddenly swept across areas of the Western Front in 1914. Massive amounts of life had already been extinguished, but there was one circumstance that halted the brutality and bloodshed. It was the first Christmas of the war. It was a day of peace, if only fleeting. On the night before Christmas, Captain Arthur O'Sullivan of the British Army's Royal Irish Rifles was stationed in Rue du Bois, France. He heard a German accent float from across the barracks. It said, "Do not shoot after 12 o'clock and we will not do so either. Then, if you English come out and talk to us, we won't fire." One Irish rifleman ventured out of his trench to test the invitation. After arriving back safely with a German cigar as a gift, others made their way onto the battlefield. No man's land, filled with soldiers meeting each other halfway, arm in arm, exchanging headgear, a Christmas truce between opposing trenches took place. And so began the unofficial Christmas truce of 1914. Along the lines in France and Belgium, soldiers began hearing carols in the distance. German troops sang Stille Nacht, Silent Night. And the Allied troops chimed in, singing in alternating languages. Cautiously, more soldiers began emerging. Germans held up lanterns and called to the British, assuring them in broken English that they wouldn't shoot. Instead, they wished them a Merry Christmas. Men from both sides intermingled, shook hands, and shared cigarettes and food. Some, despite a great debate of the event, even say that a soccer game broke out. Historian Alan Wakefield said, if it happened, and there's very few collaborative accounts, there's second and third-hand accounts of somebody hearing of a game going on somewhere. However, if you're keeping score, those who heard about it happening said the game ended 3-2 for the Germans. The Christmas truce also provided a time for the armies to collect their deceased soldiers from the fields. This gesture meant a lot in terms of respect for the dead on both sides. Many generals and senior officers were not on board with this overall show of goodwill. In some areas, peace lasted until the first few days of 1915, without many shots fired. The military made it clear that this was not acceptable wartime behavior. Another holiday truce of this kind was never recorded. Fighting did still occur on Christmas in some areas. Corporal Clifford Lane of H Company, Hertfordshire Regiment, explains that upon seeing some Germans emerge from the trenches with lanterns, he was ordered to open fire. The Germans did not reply to our fire and carried on with their celebrations, Corporal Lane remembered. They ignored us and were having a very fine time indeed, and we continued in our wet trenches trying to make the most of it. He later regretted not engaging in the truce with the Germans. It would have been a good experience, he said. But back in 1914, things magically aligned to allow for some holiday spirit. The soldiers involved in the Great War were either green newcomers or weathered veterans. They'd expected the fighting to be short and done by Christmas. The war wasn't too dirty. The propaganda machine hadn't churned up the seething hatred against sides. The truce is attributed to the last of the romanticized gentlemanly soldiers of the era. These men confronted their enemies face to face. Military strategies may have certainly changed, but it's comforting to know that on one frosty Christmas morning, adversaries laid down their arms, that they extended hands in gesture of peace, however temporary it may be. That's a pretty amazing story. It's true. It really took place. It's not sure whether or not the soccer game actually took place, but it sure adds a lot more flavor to the story. But these are amazing stories, and it's been interesting for me to see some of the interviews and hear some of the accounts of the soldiers who went through that. Amazing, seeing Silent Night together with enemies across a battlefield. So things have changed. We have different enemies now, and they don't have the same values. Those that want to destroy the America and Western civilization and really made war on Christendom, I don't think we're going to be hearing them singing Silent Night, Holy Night across a battlefield. But there is another one that I want to share with you guys. This is really cool too. I've shared this before, but I want to play you the actual audio. This is from the Apollo 8. It was their Christmas Eve message that was broadcast back, well, to the whole world on December 24th of 1968 from space. Listen to the words of this. Their testimony, looking at creation. It is absolutely, completely solid in their minds that there is a creator. And they worshipped him on that night, December 24th of 1968, with this.
We are now approaching lunar sunrise, and for all the people back on Earth, the crew of Apollo 8 has a message that we would like to send to you. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness.
And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. Let it divide the waters from the waters." And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning second day.
God said, "Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear," and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. God saw that it was good. And from the crew of Apollo 8, we close with good night, good luck, a Merry Christmas, and God bless all of you on the good earth.
There, isn't that just the coolest thing ever? I think that's really cool. Okay, now, I'm actually ahead of schedule. You know how I always run out of time on Saturday shows because they just, boom, go so fast. And I covered everything and we still got a few minutes to go. So I want to share with you, what I was going to share tomorrow night. That's okay. I've got some other stuff I want to talk about. But, this is about, Washington, George Washington at Christmas time during the war. So I'm going to cover this now and just in the last few minutes that we have. The story of Washington crossing the Delaware in the middle of the night is so well known that many forget it happened at Christmas time, and that Christmas in and of itself figured prominently in the military decision to engage in what was later known as the Battle of Trenton. And this was written by Jeff Westover at mymerrychristmas.com. Washington's Continental Army was on the ropes. In fact, as Christmas approached in 1776, morale was so low, it was feared that the Revolution was lost altogether. Washington's ongoing crusade was one of evasion, and retreat. His forces continually fighting not only a better organized enemy, but also a lack of critical support and a wild American frontier. In the dark moments of mid-December, a week before Christmas, when the weather was brutally cold and the river waters dangerous to cross, Washington planned a daring attack for his 2,400 men who would cross the Delaware in the dead of night and march 9 miles to attack a Hessian garrison. It was an audacious plan, but Washington figured he would catch the German troops unawares. They were known to celebrate Christmas, often with strong drink. His odds, Washington figured, improved with their Christmas spirit. Though legend promotes the myth that the reason the Battle of Trenton was won by the colonials was due to drink, modern research reveals this was not the case. The Germans were not drunk that night, but ultimately General Washington was right. They were celebrating Christmas, and their guard was down. In fact, the legend of the Christmas tree was born on this night, as most modern historians credit those same Hessian soldiers with bringing the Christmas tree to America. As they gathered around their German-born traditional Christmas trees on Christmas night, Washington was gathering his troops and their weapons onto boats and barges. As they gathered at River's Edge, many ill-equipped for war and bad weather, some tying rags around their feet because they had no shoes, storm clouds gathered that first brought freezing rain, then sleet, then snow. Washington was hoping to cross the Delaware and make the march in time for a pre-dawn surprise attack, but the weather was against him, slowing his progress. As the Christmas march toward Trenton was into the New Jersey shore, the army was added upon by local colonists who joined in the march to support the fight, showing some Christmas spirit of their own. The night and day following turned out to be a Christmas never to be forgotten by both sides in the battle. You guys have a Merry Christmas. If we don't hear you tomorrow night, I will cover this and more. Merry Christmas to you all. God bless everyone. This is John Jacob Schmidt, and this is the voice of the American Redoubt.